Acme Lithium, a company positioned near the epicenter of lithium production in the United States. Since 1966, Nevada's Clayton Valley has been the primary production source for lithium in all of North America. Acme Lithium holds two promising lithium projects in the Clayton Valley region. Acme Lithium, U.S. trading symbol ACLHF, and in Canada, ACME. Web address, acmelithium.com. That's acmelithium.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Ken Croswell, an astronomer, author of The Lives of Stars, The Alchemy of the Heavens, and a new presentation in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, PNAS, by two Swedish astronomers about measuring stars moving away from us or towards us. But Ken says this is also something that can apply to the search for exoplanets that resemble Earth. How does that work, Ken?
Yes. Well, this is very interesting because, as you know, we have discovered a lot of planets going around other stars through the Doppler technique. Back in 1995, we discovered the very first planet going around a star like the Sun. We didn't actually see that planet directly. In fact, to this day, we've not seen that planet directly. The star was called 51 Pegasi, and it has this very odd planet that's similar mass to Jupiter, and yet it lies very close to its star, going around the star every 4 1/4 days. That's how close it is to the star. Now, by comparison, Mercury, the innermost planet in our solar system, goes around the Sun every 88 days, and the Earth, of course, takes 1 year to go around the Sun. So as that planet, that giant planet near the star 51 Pegasi, was going around that star, astronomers were able to see that the star was moving toward us and then away from us because it was getting tugged by its planet. That was a very small tug, okay, something like, I think, 0.5 kilometers per second. But it enabled that historic discovery. And in fact, the two astronomers who made that historic discovery recently received the Nobel Prize for it. We have since discovered numerous other planets going on other stars with the same Doppler technique. Now, what we'd love to do, of course, is to find planets that aren't giants. You know, giants are easy because their gravity is great and they perturb their stars more. They cause bigger Doppler shifts that are easier to detect. The Earth, though, imagine there's another Sun and Earth out there, exact twins, okay? The amount of the Doppler shift caused by the Earth going around that Sun-like star, let me make sure I get this right, 0.00009 kilometers per second. Needless to say, that is really, really hard to detect. And the problem with such a tiny number that you're trying to measure is that there are other things that the star is doing that also causes variability that can overwhelm the Doppler signal that you're looking for from the planet. So, for example, we already talked about the convection on stars as the gas bubbles and, you know, boils as gas rises and falls. That introduced some jitter into the Doppler measurements. Also, stars have flares. I mean, the Sun has flares, and red dwarfs have pretty immense flares. Those, too, can affect the measured Doppler shift. And so the hope is that maybe this technique, this new technique, can help calibrate the Doppler technique. Now, the new technique's not going to find any new planets itself, but by providing what you might call a stable measurement of radio velocities that are immune to problems like convection and stellar flares and other forms of magnetic activity on the star, it is possible that this new technique will help Doppler observers beat down their errors and be able to detect that tiny, tiny Doppler shift from an Earth-like planet, which again is 0.00009 kilometers per second.
Ken Croswell, the author of The Alchemy of the Heavens and The Lives of Stars. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.